Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Today, we'll conclude our week-long examination of President Ronald Reagan's 1983 essay, Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation. Originally published in the quarterly journal Human Life Review, his words have served as an inspiration to all pro-lifers in the more than two decades since he authored it. President Reagan refuted the illogical arguments in favor of abortion on demand. He pointed out the inconsistencies and the dangers inherent in a worldview that said one human life was more important or more valuable than another. President Reagan wrote, "Our society has, fortunately, become sensitive to the rights and special needs of the handicapped, but I am shocked that physical or mental handicaps of newborns are still used to justify their extinction." He noted that then Surgeon General C. Everett Koop had done perhaps more than any other American for handicapped children by pioneering surgical techniques to help them, by speaking out on the value of their lives, and by working with them in the context of loving families. You will not find his former patients advocating the so-called quality of life ethic. He added, "I know that when the true issue of infanticide is placed before the American people with all the facts openly aired, we will have no trouble deciding that a mentally or physically handicapped baby has the same intrinsic worth and right to life as the rest of us." As the New Jersey Supreme Court said two decades ago in a decision upholding the sanctity of human life, "A child need not be perfect to have a worthwhile life." Whether we are talking about pain suffered by unborn children, or about late-term abortions, or about infanticide, we inevitably focus on the humanity of the unborn child. Each of these issues is a potential rallying point for the sanctity of life ethic. Once we as a nation rally around any one of these issues to affirm the sanctity of life, we will see the importance of affirming this principle across the board. Malcolm Muggeridge, the English writer, goes right to the heart of the matter. Quote, "Either life is always and in all circumstances sacred, or intrinsically of no account. It is inconceivable that it should be in some cases the one and in some the other." End quote. The sanctity of innocent human life is a principle that Congress should proclaim at every opportunity. President Reagan's essay was the first time a sitting president had written at length on the abortion issue. His words have been a source of inspiration to millions of Americans who have worked so diligently to see that a respect for human life is restored to our nation. His quote of Malcolm Muggeridge goes right to the heart of the matter. "Either all life in all circumstances is sacred, or it is never sacred. It cannot be both." Nearly four decades after Roe v. Wade, more than 50 million unborn babies have been aborted. 50 million. It's a tremendous number and difficult to comprehend. But think of one baby, one unborn baby. Her life has meaning. Regardless if she has a disability such as Down syndrome, she has value. All human life is valuable. We cannot say that one is more valuable than another. Either we all matter or none of us do. As we work to turn the tide of abortion on demand and the culture of death that is so pervasive in our society, will you please join us? We will continue to work for the day when Roe v. Wade is no more. But to do so, we need your help. Working in your state and local community to educate your friends and neighbors is one of the best things you can do to make a difference in the lives of unborn children. If you missed any episodes this week, you can go back and listen to them on our website at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.